Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Australian government's conditional recognition of Palestine is a reward for genocide, not justice. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has formally announced Australia's preparedness to recognize a Palestinian state. He personally phoned both Mahmoud Abbas and Benjamin Netanyahu beforehand, as if to preemptively placate the very criminals responsible for decades of criminality. The PM stated recently the recognition of a Palestinian state is dependent upon Palestine's recognition of the occupation, acceptance of its permanent borders, the demilitarization of a future Palestinian state, and the complete removal of Hamas and any resistance efforts it embodies. The Australian government's proposal is nothing more than the rewarding of genocide, offering an imaginary hollow state stripped of the ability to defend itself, forced to relinquish its stolen land, dictated to by Western powers on who should govern it, and compelled to normalize relations with a barbaric criminal entity. These are not conditions of justice. These are the very objectives sought by the Zionist entity and its American backers after almost 2 years of genocide. Australia is only seeking to help advance a diplomatic surrender after the occupation failed to secure one militarily, hoping the fantasy of a Palestinian state can be the carrot that proves effective after wielding the genocidal stick. The irony is that Australia has announced its desire to recognize a Palestinian state, but fails to recognize Palestinians themselves. The government's policy of dehumanization and victim blaming has made the suffering of Palestinians invisible and the crimes of their occupiers unaccountable. Only after most Palestinians have been killed or displaced does Australia now seek to recognize a Palestine when there is nothing left to recognize. The world is rightly horrified. The occupation now stands on the brink of enacting a final solution in Palestine. Australia, for its part, is desperately seeking to feign innocence over its complicity, and in doing so, has only confirmed its guilt. The Zionist Western Alliance has unraveled before the world, and no amount of rhetoric or tokenistic gestures will ever hide its ugly reality. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Australia.